Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you have given me eyes to see, ears that hear, and a heart that perceives that you're really talking to me today through your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'd like you to take a little bit of a ride with me to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. You say, well, how come you got this word today? It's because that's what I heard in my heart. He told me to go to Luke 14, and we're going to touch on verse 13 first. Which is, but when you give a banquet, invite you the poor, the cripple and the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the cripple and the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although you cannot repay, although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. Yeah. I can remember a certain family that was part of our lives as I was growing up. They were a needy family. And I remember one time there was a comment made. This is a one-way relationship. We're always giving and serving, and they never reciprocate. Just close your eyes right now. Expectations can kill you. Expectations can destroy what God is trying to create. His word to his disciples was to invite the poor and the needy. Not the ones that can pay you back. Not the ones that can rebuild you. Because the reality is that you and I as believers are to be like Christ. Like the one who allowed his son to be born of a woman in such a depraved world. He created man and he created woman. Yet he submitted himself and came down to those who couldn't do garbage for him, couldn't do a blessing for him, couldn't reciprocate and invite them for dinner. And I can remember, take a deep breath, say, God, let me see myself today. In this season of blessings, will I invite those in need, those that are poor, those that are broken, those that are rejected, those that have been cast away, those that have been betrayed, and will I invest? When God decides to bless me on resurrection, yes, I will have a resurrection. Jesus came out of the grave, and so will I. Will he say, well done? Or will he expose a selfish heart? It's up to me to see today. What I'm all about. Is it me, myself, and I?
Is it me, myself, and I?
Or him?
Or him.
Take another deep breath, way down deep, and let it go. Say, Lord, where I failed, I now forgive myself.
Lord, where I failed, I now forgive myself.
And I'm asking you for grace.
And I'm asking you for grace.
And favor.
And favor.
To do it right the next time around.
To do it right the next time around.
Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to take you back now. Verse 12. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do you invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, and your rich neighbors? If you do, they may invite you back, so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled and the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Doesn't say you might be blessed. It says you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. 15. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, blessed is the man who will eat at the feast of the kingdom of God. Jesus replied, a certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, I have just bought a field and I must go see it. Please excuse me. Another said, I have just bought 5 yokes of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Still another said, I got married, so I can't come. And the servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servants, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, and the blind and the lame. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there is still room. Take a deep breath. Say, Lord.
Lord.
There's still room at the banqueting table.
There's still room at the banquet.
Is there someone in my heart?
Is there someone in my heart?
That I need to invite.
That I need to invite.
Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of these or those men who were invited will get a taste of my banquet. Why this word today? Because sometimes we hold resentment in our hearts. And we don't want certain things to be taking place because we are objecting to certain people or circumstances. And the Holy Spirit today, I believe he's pressing into us. Will you do it my way? Will you let go of your prejudice? Will you let go of the dividing forces that try to push you and me into a cookie cutter Christianity? It's got to stop. It's got to stop somewhere. My wife and I and our son listened to a movie yesterday. And it was all about a young man who befriended
some black folks back in the 1860s. And in that day and in that region of the country, it was just frowned upon if you befriended someone of a different color. And I'm not going to go into the whole story. But after the story was done, and it showed the prejudices, the anger, and the bitterness of those that were wealthy. Has anything changed?
No.
2,000 years ago, Jesus talked about the wealthy, and if you invite them, they'll invite you back. And you can have a party. How about inviting the servants for a change? How about inviting the broken? Mm-hmm. How about inviting somebody that can't pay you back? And I'm not putting you on a guilt trip now. This is not about guilt. And it's not about condemnation. But the scripture is very clear. Jesus says, the ones that are mine are going to be full of love. They're not going to be full of prejudice. In that particular movie, they burnt down churches, the black churches. I had to go into the kitchen, and as I'm coming back, after the movie was done, I said to my son, are you aware that that happened in Three Rivers? When his grandfather was a young man in the 1930s, the Ku Klux Klan invaded the little village of Three Rivers and burnt down the Catholic Church because they couldn't handle Catholics. My son just about dropped his heart, and he said, you're kidding, Dad. And I said, no, I am not kidding. Those are words from your grandfather and from your uncles that have gone to be with the Lord. But they watched a huge church be destroyed by jealousy, backbiting, and prejudice. It's got to stop. You got to let it go. I gotta let it go. You see, pigeonholing people that are of a certain status is not something Jesus did. He went out of his way to pick up the broken, pick up the children, pick up those that were rejected. And that's what you and I need to do. Would you close your eyes, please? Put your right hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I'm asking you now to recreate my heart in the image of the one who can change me.
He can change me.
He is changing me. Even as I speak these words. Give me the grace and the courage.
To invite
the broken into my heart.
The damaged and the rejected ones.
Not the wealthy ones alone. But the ones that have great need. And give me the willingness. To speak words of life into their hearts. By choice. Not because it's a great feeling. But it's the way of the cross.
I ask now.
For that grace. In Jesus' name.
Then it'll be a Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, am I saying that every one of you is going to invite some strange person to your dinner table? I'm not saying that. I'm saying be obedient. Just be obedient. Might be a wealthy person, you don't know. They might have a greater need than the poor person. Don't question God. Amen?
Amen.
Share some hugs with each other and yeah. Put your hands towards the back there. Say, Lord, bless the food.
Lord, bless the food.
And this time.
And this time.
For everything that you have brought.
For everything that you have brought.
Let it be a blessing to our body.
Let it be a blessing to our body.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray.
We pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.